This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Let's talk footy. Melbourne's Joy 94.9. Dougal Austin here with you. Well, joining us on the line very shortly is comedy writer Mr. David Lawrence, who's teamed up recently with Hawthorn Live Wire forward and superstar Cyril Rioli. The two of them have come together and put together a new must-read, fun-filled book for footy-loving kids. It's called Fox Swift. It's a brilliant and engaging new football book for children, combining a gripping, laugh-out-loud story with expert football tips and training drills from Hawthorn superstar Cyril Rioli, as well as witty cartoons. It's the perfect read for any child who's passionate about Aussie rules. I'll give you a bit of background about it. It's an 11-year-old football star. Well, that's who Fox Swift is, an 11-year-old football star, I've been told. When his family moves from the city to the small country town of Davinal, Fox has to choose which of the town's two teams to join. The Rich Dragons, which attracts all the best young footballers, or the Diggers, a struggling club that battles to field a side each week. Which team will Fox choose? And joining me on the line now is comedy writer, co-author of this book, along with Cyril Rioli, Mr. David Lawrence. David, congratulations on the book. I've just spent the last 20 minutes reading through the first chapter. It's a fantastic read. You must be very proud of the final product.
Yeah, thanks very much, Dougal. No, yeah, really happy with it. It was fun to write, and working with Cyril was just a joy. He's such a modest bloke. And my business partner also did the cartoons in it, which
Joe Gill, illustrations, Joe Gill, yep.
That's right, she did the illustration. So it was just a fun book to write, and hopefully it is to read as well.
Now, you're no stranger to writing comedy. I mean, you've written TV credits, including Talking About Your Generation, TV Burp, and Hamish and Andy. I don't know whether it was Cyril that approached you or yourself that went to Cyril, but how did the two of you come along to team up together and, you know, begin writing this book?
Well, I'd written one on netball a couple of years back with the same publisher, and the publisher came to me and said, would you like to do one on Aussie rules? And I said, that'd be great, because I actually know the rules of Aussie rules, so that would be handy. And then we talked about who we'd like to do it with. And we really wanted to do it with a footballer that appealed to everyone, so it wasn't just, you know, people who hated that club or loved that club. It would be someone that every fan just loved to watch play. So then that's why we approached Cyril. I mean, that's how I feel about him. Even when I'm an Essendon fan, but even when he's playing against Essendon, I love watching him play. He just does things that most people can't, and he's fair, and he's a great role model for kids, I reckon.
No doubt about that being a great role model for kids. I mean, Fox Swift, it's not a common name. It's an unusual name. Where was the motivation or inspiration behind that name?
Well, I was actually a huge X-Files fan going back, probably showing my age, and that was the name of the key agent in that. But his name's not actually Fox. It's initials. He's Francis O'Shaughnessy Xavier Swift. So everyone just called him Fox, because that was his initials. So he becomes Fox Swift after that.
It's a lot easier to introduce him as Fox Swift than that full name that you just read out then. Exactly. I'm not even going to try and pronounce it.
Yeah, I wouldn't, but it's just easy to remember for kids too. Fox Swift just rolls off the tongue.
Well, that's exactly right. Okay, so it's a brilliant, engaging new football book for children. Now, that's not saying that adults can't read it as well. They may find it entertaining as well. So who is Fox Swift? You've written the book, so tell me, who is Fox Swift and what's he all about?
He's an 11-year-old kid who is a leader. Like, he's a really strong-willed sort of kid who sticks up for other people that are sort of downtrodden. But he's a bit annoyed at the start of the book, because his parents have moved to he's really happy where he was in the city, playing with a good footy team, moves to the country, he's got to start at a new school. And, personally, my dad was in the army. We were moving around all the time, and I used to have to start at new school, so I sort of know what that's like. And, you start at a new school, there's always a bully there that'll have a crack at you, but eventually you sort of make new friends, and he makes some really quirky, fun sort of friends very early on in the piece, who sort of help him turn things around later on. But he's a feisty kid who loves footy and just lives and breathes footy.
Quite interesting, because he actually has a run-in with the school bully, I've noted, and who turns out to be the captain of the Dragons, so ends up deciding to join the Diggers there. And I guess the key question which everyone will want to know from this book, and if you want to find out, you'll have to read it, is that if Fox can turn things around for the Diggers there.
Yeah, well, he does. He can't do it on his own, that's for sure. And that's where Cyril gets involved, and also a couple of his new friends and a few new recruits that he has to bring into the Diggers team. But it's just fun to see how Fox goes about that and how it all fits in together. And there's a lot of obstacles put in their way that they have to jump over. But it's fun. All the obstacles that are put in their path, they manage to jump over them in a really entertaining way. And the feedback I've got from kids who don't even, aren't even football fans, they just love the story. And that's what I think Joe Gill and Cyril were all proud of, that anyone can read the book, not just footy fans.
Well, it's interesting because I see the back pages, and Cyril's actually put in a couple of football tips, one on handballing, one on kicking, and one on marking. So another extra initiative for kids to go out and buy the book and get some tips on how to improve their game from the maestro.
Exactly, and actually in there as well, there's a training drill. So training drills that Cyril used when he was younger. Plus also those grubber goals that he kicks, which I just love watching the players nowadays, how they kick them along the ground from the boundary and the ball sort of spins through the goals. That's a bit of a big part of the book, and Cyril puts his tips in on how to kick a grubber goal. So that's in there for kids as well. I'd buy just for that, to be honest. But there's also tips on, good food to eat and that sort of thing as well. So it's a lot of things are packed in the book.
And I've got here that, not only does Fox decide to join the Diggers, but even manages to recruit a couple of new players along the line.
Yeah, but that's a big part of the book, because when he turns up at the Diggers, they've only got 13 players for a start, and it's very hard to win a game when you've only got 13 players. And the 13 players they've got are the ones that were rejected by the Dragons. So they're really struggling. And so Fox decides, well, I've got to do something about this. And he gets them from a few unlikely sources in the town. So that's a big part of the book too, where he gets them from. And they're all different, but they all play a huge role in helping turn the fortunes of the mighty as they become Diggers later on.
So you got your two Sudanese refugees,
yep.
A girl who plays in a helmet to disguise her identity, a strange one, the mumbling but super tough son of a farmer. Now, whose idea was that one?
Well, I should actually give a call to the kid that's based on. I went to school with a kid called Mo Officer, who was a really tough rural kid from Victorian country. And so this character is loosely based on him, who was just really tough, would run through a brick wall. And he's actually in the book, he's a homeschooled farm kid. Who Fox, he's driving, or his dad's driving along he notices out the window of the car a ball floating through the air, really a big torpedo punt, and he says, stop the car, and that's how he picks up that recruit anyway. It's loosely based on a kid I knew at school going back many years.
Now, so this book was actually released last Friday, July the 5th, so it's out in all favourite bookstores now. Your listeners can go up and pick a copy if they do so. I do recommend it. I'm getting into this, and I think I'm going to try and finish it over the weekend, because I can just see the ending. I can just picture what's going to happen, but I won't spoil it for our listeners out there. Now, David, also in this book, I've noticed is a quirky dictionary of footy words.
Yes,
and I went through it at the back before, and I came up with my favourite one.
Yep.
And nice to know that the word attack these days in AFL is a scary word if it involves you and a tiger. But in footy, it simply means a team's forward line. But if a Richmond footballer kicks the ball into his forward line, you could argue it's a tiger attack.
Again, this is all about the book. Maybe, the kid reading the book isn't a footy expert. So any footy terminology, we sort of decided to put that in a dictionary in the back and try and make it entertaining as well. And that's been really popular, particularly for the people who aren't huge footy fans, but the ones that are like to flick through it as well. The real purpose of the book is to encourage kids who don't normally read that much to read. And so footy's a great hook, and Cyril's a great hook. And Cyril's particularly keen that kids in the Northern Territory get to read it as well. So fingers crossed that more and more kids are encouraged to read as a result of Fox Whip.
And for any listeners out there, another one in the quirky footy dictionary, a ball up. I never knew that a ball up was when an umpire became bored so that they could blow their whistle to stop the game and then restart it by throwing the ball up in the air. Completely different to a balls up, which means a big, messy mistake.
That's a fact. Yeah, look, I wrote those pretty quickly, to be honest, but it was just the first thing that came into my head that explained loosely what each of those things were, but also got a gag in there somewhere.
And the banana kick, not to be confused with banana cake, which is a lot tastier but much harder to kick.
Yeah, you don't want to make that mistake.
No, that's not one. So, look, it is a fantastic book. It is out in all favourite bookstores. I mean, tell me, did it take very long to put this whole book together, or did you and Cyril work quite quickly on the process there?
Well, the process was pretty quick. You know, I came up with a one-page summary of the book and made sure Cyril was happy with that, then turned that into a 27-page book, and then I'd write a chapter, send it to Jo Gill. She would or come up with some creative input or criticise my spelling, but then also come up with some cartoons for each chapter, which always put a smile on my face. Cyril would give us the footy tips and drills that needed to go in the book, and we actually probably got it done in 5 months. It would have taken all up, the whole thing.
And you're actually an Essendon fan, David. I mean, working with Cyril on this book, has that maybe changed your mind to, you know, change teams from Essendon to Hawthorne?
No, look, I've been at Essendon since I was 5 years old. I used to play for the Marnica Bull Ants up in Canberra.
And
their colours were Essendon. And we won the grand final, incidentally, in under sevens. But nothing's going to change with the Bombers, but I'm thrilled this week the Cyril's come back, so that's great. And, yeah, I will always now look out for Cyril and hope that he kicks five, even against Essendon, as long as they don't win.
Well, it is an absolutely fantastic book. Fox Swift, David Lawrence with Cyril Rioli. If you had to give a message to, you know, listeners out there who, you know, perhaps want to go out and pick a copy of the book up to read, I mean, what would that be?
I'd buy it for anyone who you want to get into reading. It is, it's funny, there's cartoons, and there's footy tips if the kids love it, but it's a nice story where there's villains and good guys, but the villains get it in the end, or during the book as well. So it's got some great messages and it's fun.
I get the feeling that this is going to be like the Specky McGee storyline. It's not the end of Fox Swift. He'll be back for sure. I've noticed on the back page you've actually got the what's next for Fox question there. So you're asking readers to send in ideas on how Fox should spend his next adventure.
Yeah, I think it's important to hear, you know, what people would like. You don't have to give them that, but it's always good to know if they're actually engaged and what they'd like to hear. And, you know, writing the book, you know, it was road tested on the way through on kids in the age group. I'd write a chapter and, you know, get their feedback on what they liked and what they didn't like. And that's what we'd like for the series, but we'd love to turn it into a series. And he's actually got a younger brother as well, Fox, so it could go on for decades, really.
Right, so we could see a rivalry between the two brothers in the future.
Well, I think we'd probably separate them, but hopefully they'll get to play together at some point down the track.
Well, it's fantastic. And I'm going to enjoy reading it over the weekend. Fox Swift, David Lawrence with Cyril Rioli, about an 11-year-old football star moving from the city to that small country town of Davenport, having to choose between the Dragons and the Diggers of which club to play for. I do recommend it. Go out and pick your copy up. You will enjoy them immensely. David, it's been marvellous having a brief chat with you this evening on Let's Talk Footy on Joy. Thanks very much for joining us. And congratulations with the book once again, and we look forward to seeing the next chapter in Fox's adventures.
Oh, thanks, Heath Dougal. There'll certainly be more, but yeah, thanks for chatting with me today. Fantastic.
No dramas, David. Thanks very much.
See ya.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.